Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we choose to begin this Thursday morning together in God's Word. Today, we are over in Matthew chapter 5. In today's reading, it introduces a section in Matthew's Gospel often referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. The sermon begins with blessings and teachings, and with Jesus describing a vision of God's realm. What Jesus teaches constitutes a description of an alternative community, one that stands in sharp contrast to an imperial empire that values power, wealth, and status. And so God's saving word for us now through the rest of the week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down, and his disciples gathered around him and began to teach them. Happy are those who know that they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. And happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. And happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. You are like salt for the whole human race, but if salt loses its saltiness, there is no way to make it salty again. It has become worthless, so it is thrown out, and people trample on it. You are like the light for a whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a candle and puts it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on a lampstand where it gives light for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before people so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to do away with the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. I have not come to do away with them, but to make their teachings come true. Remember that as long as heaven and earth last, not the least point nor the smallest detail of the law will be done away with, not until the end of all things. So then, whoever disobeys even the least important of the commandments and teaches others to do the same will be least in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, whoever obeys the law and teaches others to do the same will be great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you then that you will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven only if you are more faithful than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees in doing what God requires. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, where Jesus said, "In the same way, your light must shine before people so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven." Well, beloved, we started off this passage, Matthew chapter 5, with what the Bible calls the Beatitudes. And people have asked me, what does this mean? And I say quite simply, these are the attitudes that God wants us to be, the attitudes that God wants us to live out in our daily lives. And when we do this, our lives will automatically point others to Jesus. They will see a life that has completely different priorities than everyone else on this earth, because our lives are based on God's wonderful kingdom. And so don't be afraid. As a matter of fact, I say don't be afraid to be different, but, you know, in God's word, he says that we are a peculiar people, and that we should be. We should stand out like a sore thumb, because our lives need to be as such that they point the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching me about God's love. Help me to follow you and to be salt and light so that others will come to know you. May my actions this day reflect your teachings and give glory to God. Amen. Well, our time together this morning has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we are going to get into the balance of Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus sheds new light on the scriptures. So, until tomorrow morning, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.